Morning, Kyle.
It's good to get you on the radio. Appreciate it. I know you wanted to talk about the 2020 census. So what do you have to share with us?
Well, first of all, Kyle, our U.S. Constitution mandates that we do a population count every 10 years, and we're at that point. This census count that we do actually provides a number of things. It helps us determine the congressional representation in our House of Representatives. It's a critical funding source for our community. It helps our hospitals, schools, road repairs, emergency response services for the next 10 years. That's why it's important that we fill that census out, because this will be good for the next 10 years, this information.
And it's a little different from when I was growing up, Lisa, when people would knock on your door, right? And there would be somebody there with a clipboard, and they would ask, how many people in the household are you, you know, are you head of household, you know, their ages and such. It's different now. We're getting these mailed to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, there's three ways that you can complete the census. You can either complete it online by going to my2020census.gov, or you can make a simple phone call just from your home and fill it out over the phone by calling 1-844-330-2020.
And I understand the deadline for the census has been extended a little bit.
It has. Due to the COVID situation, it's been extended from October 31st from July 31st, and because of that, it's affected some of our census workers being able to work and participate. So, therefore, they are looking for more census workers.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else, Lisa, we need to know?
Let me tell you this real quick. If you're interested in being a census worker, just go to the 2020 census.gov/workers, and you'll find a place there to apply, fill out an application. And just a little bit of statistics I'd like to throw out. Iowa is currently 66% self-responded, and what that means is they've gone online or they have gone on the phone and filled out the census, which is above our national average of 59%. And just locally here, 63% of the people have responded. So we are doing an awesome, awesome job in Marshall County.
It sounds good. And I notice one of the responses that you sent back via email to me is the very last talking point we have today is most importantly, have you completed your census, Kyle? And yes, I have, Lisa.
Well, good for you. That's what I wanted to hear.
All right, Lisa, it's always good to catch up with you. Lisa Gassman joining us, administrative assistant for the Board of Supervisors. Hey, you take care, all right?
Thank you, Kyle, for the opportunity.
Yeah, bye-bye. And